AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A 55-inch TV for $250, a Best Buy. Just one of the deals you can get on this Black Friday. Our Julie Walker is out shopping early this morning with the many other bargain seekers kicking off the holiday season. She's at a mall in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
This is one of those malls that offers carts for shoppers. They look like those airport luggage carts, and people here have them piled high with shopping bags. But there are also places here where you can buy luggage to wheel your deals, and they do a steady business, says National Luggage Store Manager Paraj Gupta.
We opened on Thanksgiving Day at 10 a.m. I opened the store. I worked for 3 hours. I came back on Thanksgiving night at 10 p.m. It is now 7 a.m. and I still have 3 more hours on my shift.
At the mills at the Jersey Gardens in New Jersey, I'm Julie Walker.
Florence Henderson has died after suffering heart trouble. The much-beloved TV mom was 82 years old when she died last night at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Her publicist, Kayla Pressman.
I'm saddened, devastated. We're all in shock at the passing of Florence.
Florence Henderson told us a few years ago her many, many fans just thought of her as Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch, the TV family, and that was fine with her.
They don't know about my Broadway career, about all my musical performances, my acting on so many other things, and that's okay. Because of that little show, I receive so much affection from all over the world.
Florence Henderson's TV daughter Maureen McCormick, who played Marcia Brady, tweets that Henderson will be in her heart forever. President-elect Donald Trump tweets he spent part of his Thanksgiving working to keep the makers of Carrier air conditioners from sending jobs from Indianapolis to Mexico. This is AP Radio News. 5 men arrested this week in 2 cities in France were planning terror attacks there as early as next week and were getting their orders directly from the Islamic State group. This is according to the French authorities. Our Angela Charlton is in Paris with this.
The prosecutor says that the 5 suspects were receiving orders from an Islamic State member, either in Iraq or Syria. The 5 were arrested on Sunday in Strasbourg and Marseille. They have been held for several days now, and French authorities used a special extraordinary measure to keep them for another few days without charge because of the fear of an impending attack.
Our Angela Charlton in Paris. Aretha Franklin's lengthy version of the national anthem ahead of the Detroit Lions Minnesota Vikings game clocked in at 4 minutes 35 seconds on Thanksgiving Day. That quickly started trending on social media. One Twitter user joked there was enough time to cook the turkey, eat it, and do the dishes during her performance. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.